Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Good morning to you. It's just after 7 a.m. It is Tuesday morning. It's November the 12th. And it's Niall, August Shona, August Killian. That's my token Irish done for Classic Arts.
Mahan Buca.
What is your surname in Irish?
De Puer.
Oh, it's Neil, very French, isn't it?
Why does it sound like De Puer instead of Irish?
Obviously, it's French ancestry somewhere along the line with Paris that came to Waterford.
Niall De Puer.
Neil De Puer.
Neil De Puer. Shona Lyons.
Shona Neilion. Again, the Francais.
They didn't really mix that up much, didn't they?
There's nothing to do with it.
Lyon, France.
Lyon. And what's yours?
Killian O'Doul.
O'Doul. O'Doul. O'Doul. O'Doul. Nothing to do with that, really. Nothing. Nowhere to go with it. Doesn't have a French twang or anything like that.
No.
I want to share something with you. This morning I was driving through Ferrybank and I just saw this shop and I just thought the name of it was absolutely brilliant. Beautiful. And genius, I would say. I'm assuming, maybe someone can confirm this. I'm assuming it's like a cake kind of shop, but it's called Buns and Roses. And I just thought, like, I love a pun, lads. No, I'm here for a pun. Like, I just think puns are
Guns
everything.
And Roses. I thought it was like roses, the tin of sweets.
Oh, good night and God bless. So go back to bed.
Buns and Roses, it can't be just cakes, because where does the roses come in?
Do maybe it's a flower shop and.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think of that.
Maybe it's like for funeral homes or something. And it does, like, you know, the flowers and it does the tea and biscuits for you.
Yeah.
So why are you looking at me like that?
I was thinking that if I was to open up a shop in the morning, it would be some kind of like tea room. Okay, you know, like a little tea room, and it does like afternoon tea, it does iced buns, it does custard slices, and I would call it, wait for it, sit down everybody, I would call it Spill the Tea.
I've heard better.
Yeah,
that
not
is
great.
So deflating.
Yeah. There is a hairdresser's in Banglestown, and there's one in Bunclody. The one in Banglestown, it does like barbers, and it does, like, it does male and female hair. So it's called His and Hers. But then the one in Bunclody is Hers and Sirs.
We had a Hers and Sirs in Waterford back in the day. I used to go there as a
That's
kid.
Very good. What would you do?
I'm useless at puns, but when I see them, I go, God, that is absolutely genius. People who can come up with those names, you know.
If I had a cake shop, they're coming to me now, I would call it Let Them Eat Cake. You know, is it Marie Antoinette? Yeah, Let Them Eat Cake. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Okay.
Long me.
I'm sure there's better business names you've spotted yourself out there. Anyway, good morning to
morning.
You. We're here, we're raring to go. We've got another fairly jammer show for you because we've got Clorsacor on the way and we're going to give you a chance to win with the Day of the Jackal, of course, later. We want to get you on your spy trip to London.
To London. Ooh. Piece of cake. That'd be a good one as well.
It's going to be a long morning, everybody. A long morning.
I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
I tell you, it's cold out there. I couldn't.
Yeah, it's close to not feeling the face or the bits.
Possible snow next week, they're saying.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
First time in a long time I was cold when I woke up. See, I sleep commando, fully commando, so I get up and I grow across the hall.
You grow across the hall?
I go across the hall, yeah. So I was like, you could say that as well. But I go across the hall, like, you know, not putting anything on, but today I had to put on something.
Okay.
It's a risky game because there's housemates in the house. No one's up at that time.
Look, if your housemates is cold.
You're gambling with yourself there.
And then you were like, look, it's just cold, I swear. It's just cold.
Hey.
I grow across the hall.
Right.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Good morning. Wake up.
Okay, what are you hitting us with this morning?
It's Wednesday, so it means Blind Rankin is back.
Oh.
And I like this.
I like it too. Yeah. I think you really stung us last week, didn't he?
Shu said that as well. Oh, I got a DM on Instagram saying, what was he at? And I put Westlife in. Hey, you don't question my decisions, all right?
I'm just saying I'm approaching it with a different tactic.
There's a girl called Edwina and she listens to the show and she said that it was an abomination that there was no Westlife in the 2010s. There was no boy band at all, actually.
Anyway, we're not going to fall for it this week. I'm treading carefully.
Okay, who wants to go first?
I don't mind. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah,
okay,
go for it.
Spin the wheel there.
Okay, hang on a second now. I've got to get over here and get my feed. Plug in the wheel.
Plug it in.
There we go. Killian's big wheel. Go for it. And 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's broke.
No.
My new wheel is broke.
Here it is. There. Now it's plugged in. The power's on.
Ah. There we go. Okay, so the options you have are between Disney.
Oh no.
90s rock. We have. Oh, 90s rock.
Oh, 90s rock.
I
love Disney.
Okay, great. Because, yeah, I would prefer 90s rock to Disney, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Here's tune number one. So, for people who don't know.
Mind the rules.
Exactly. So you're going to get five songs. You are not going to know which one comes next, and you have to rank them from one to five.
Okay.
So therefore,
play along, please.
Yes, exactly. And let me know if Niall has made the right choices. Mm. Right, number one. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Smash Mouth, of course, all-star, very popular.
Can I let people in on a little secret on this before I give you my ranking? Me and Show have been kind of fighting over that for a while because we both think it'd be a great cheese and oat cheese song, but we're just not sure which category it falls into.
I am sure. That's why we're fighting.
You're going to say cheese because it's in Shrek.
Exactly, but it is kind of a rocky no cheese
song. Which makes it no cheese.
But it's cheesy because it's in Shrek.
Sorry, that's an insult to rockers. That is like rock people.
Rock, what do you know about rock?
Rock fans would not stand by that being a rock song. That's a pop,
I really
and
like
pop
that.
And a rock in it, like
a pop rock,
a few pebbles.
Okay, where are you putting it?
I'm putting it at number two.
Oh,
number two.
Yeah,
that's high.
I'm a big fan, and it makes me happy when I hear that song.
But do you think it would? I shouldn't ask you, but like, would it win cheese or no cheese? Cheese.
It depends what it's up against, and it depends whether it's cheese or no cheese. Song
it's cheese.
Number two.
Aerosmith, Don't Want to Miss a Thing. Now, is that rock? Since it's slow.
It is rock. It's slow rock.
It's called sexy rock.
So you've got 1, 3, 4, and 5 left. And I think you made a big mistake and put it 2.
Niall, that is one of the greatest songs of all time. If you don't put that at 1, I don't know if we can.
I'm going at 1.
We can work together anymore.
Yeah. I love it because I would sing my heart out to that song if it came on.
Okay,
anyway.
So you have
3, 4, and 5.
Okay.
Song number 3. Green Day, Basket Case.
Yeah. I like it. It's one of my favourite Green Day songs.
5.
But I'd happily put that as 4.
Yeah, there's better Green Day songs, I think.
Time of My Life would be my favourite Green Day song. But, right, we've got 2 left and I've got 3 and 5. Let's hope there's not an absolute banger in here that I've made a big mistake over. Song number 4.
I love that song.
Do you? Not my favourite Oasis at all.
It's a really good song. And that's why Nolan Leeds Soup is so expensive. Because we got a roll with it.
You had to, didn't you? You had to, yeah.
Get the pregnancy labour machine set up again.
Okay, I'm going to put that at 3. So therefore, the last song is number 5 on my list.
Will it's always a risk.
Will it be a banger?
Go for it.
Here we go.
From 1999.
I'm not a fan of that song.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I know it wasn't my round, but I feel like I played a role in
that. Do you know what? I quite like that song. Again, wouldn't be my favourite Chili Peppers song.
Okay.
So I am quite happy with my choices. Here's your top 5 rock songs of the 90s. Number 5, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Number 4, Green Day. Number 3, Oasis. Number 2, Smash Mouth. Number 1, Aerosmith. Both very cheesy rock songs at number 1 and 2. I was heavily influenced by Shona Lyons there, I think.
I think Aerosmith is, that song is one of my favourite songs in the world, and I don't listen to it enough, but when I do, like, I just close my eyes and it transports me to a place.
Have you ever watched the movie Armageddon?
No.
Wouldn't.
I think it's a joke you had Chili Peppers at number 5. You need to have words after.
Deal.
You're a joke.
Show next.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
You need to spin the wheel or is she getting Disney?
Spin my wheel.
No, we need to spin the wheel. So the categories are, you can spin it there. 90s rock, Disney movies, kids TV themes are over 25s. Very fake X-Factor, isn't it?
Oh, give me Disney. Give me Disney.
It's landed on Disney movies.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know, it's so sad, but like even I've been listening to Disney compilations for the last few weeks. So this is like, there's no Jeopardy, as I said to you yesterday, in this, because like whatever is number 1, I'll be happy, you know.
Okay.
Right, here's your first song. Blind Rankings.
Just gonna close my eyes.
Hakuna Matata. Very popular.
God.
Disney Channel, of course, Timon and Pumbaa and Little Simba.
Hakuna Matata means no worries. So many good Disney songs. I'm just going to play it safe and I'm going to go 3.
That would have been my number 1, to be honest.
The mistake we made last week, just going in at number 3 at the start. It's just so plain and safe. It's just so boring. It's so bleh, so beige.
Sorry, I was really nice to you in your round. I don't know what.
I felt I was really risky this week. I took the risks and paid off.
That's because you're looking to be like sexiest man alive and you're like, sexy men take risks.
They do. Here's song number 2. Let it go. Let it go. When I rise,
2020. 13's Frozen. And Idina Menzel singing that, of course.
I can't Adele tell Dezeem. You. I never felt...
yeah, who said that?
John Travolta,
I was going to say Danny Zuko said it.
Adele Dezeem.
I never like experienced parenting like it when you have to watch a movie. Like I'd say I've seen Frozen 100+ times. It's such a good song. But it's not a number one. But I think in terms of overall Disney and what it brings to the table and that moment on the mountain, the ice, whatever she's on, Frozen, obviously, yeah, she's on ice, with the blue dress. I'm going to go two.
Two?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have 1, 4, and 5 left for three remaining Disney songs. Mm. Here's song number 3.
Oh, I love Under the Sea. Oh, that would be...
From The Little Mermaid, of course.
Alan is better. Downward is better. I'm going to go number 4.
Ooh,
yeah, okay. Under the Sea is beautiful.
Again, Trap.
Yeah.
1 and 5 left, 2 songs, Trap.
Stop ruining my round.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I mean, right. I was saying, I took the risk. You're now engaging in incredibly risky behaviour.
It's
kind of hot.
What do you have left? 1 and 5.
1 and 5.
1 and 5. And do you know what? As a listener, I would like to think this is Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
This
you is love like, Jeopardy, don't
this
you?
This is a moment like on a game show where you're like, what is going to happen next? Nobody knows. This is for you.
Here's song number 4. When you're staring at a
what can I say except you're welcome
for Dwayne Johnson
in
Moana.
How much is The Rock in my life right now? I said this yesterday. The Rock is everywhere. I feel like I'm going to meet Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who pees in a bottle on set, by the way. What do I do? I think I'll go, oh my God, I love this song though. I quote it all the time. Like if Tom comes home from work, what can I say except
like he's not tired of that at all.
So you're 5 and 1. Is it the greatest Disney song of all time?
It's not the greatest Disney song of all time. So I'm going to take a risk.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it at number 5. And I've I'm okay. I'm at peace with everything else. Mm. So you're welcome. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is at number 5. What?
Nothing.
Okay,
number 5.
We have one remaining song.
What have I done?
This, according to Shauna Lines, is the greatest Disney song of all time. We don't talk about Bruno.
Of course. We don't talk about Bruno.
You did love this at the time.
There wasn't a cloud in the sky. Can I say...
You can't change the list. I can see you there scribbling.
I just gave you Jeopardy and it fell through. Okay, number 5. We have Welcome from Moana. In at number 4, Under the Sea, The Little Mermaid. In at number 3, Hakuna Matata, The Lion King. Number 2, Let It Go, Frozen. And number 1, the greatest Disney song of all time. Shout out to all you Brunos out there this morning. We don't talk about you.
All right? We'll never talk about that again. It would never be mentioned again.
Ever.
Well done.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. In the next few weeks, all of us in different capacity, shall we say, are making the big trip to the big smoke.
Yeah.
Different modes of transport, different hotels, all the rest. And we're talking about the fact that when you get there, you just feel like a little lost soul. Mm. And the question we put to you this morning was, tell me you're a culture in the capital without telling me.
Okay, now we've lots of answers coming in on this. Let's get a couple of the voice notes to start with. And we'll hear from Denise.
I'm a pure culture when I get to the city. What I do is I literally get off the train and go straight for a taxi.
Straight for a taxi.
Yeah.
Don't bother with faffing over leap cards, Lewis's, buses, into a taxi. Have you seen the price of the taxis in Dublin?
I know, ridiculous.
I know. Right, we'll continue. Tony was on to us as well.
Well, I have to say I've brought many tours to Dublin and I've often spent good lot of hours in Dublin when I'm waiting on to come back. But I'm from Wexford and I have to say when I'm in Dublin, most times I stroll along the main street and I find an auctioneer's window. I look in the window and I could be looking at a house that's worth 1.5 million. Knowing in my head that I have no intention of buying that, but it's just to look. And they're probably looking at me going, look at this country monkey looking in the window.
Yeah, okay. I think the fact you called it Main Street in Dublin is the first clue that you're a culture in Dublin, Tony, to be honest.
What would the Main Street be? Would it be O'Connell Street? Grafton Street?
Well, hey.
Dawson Street?
No.
Shrewsbury Road?
No, most cultures only know the two streets, Grafton Street and O'Connell Street. And maybe Henry Street. That's it.
Oh, yeah, Henry Street.
Dawson Street? Anything that's on the Monopoly board.
Yeah.
Anyway, Gary was on. Hearing the sound of sirens and having a good gawk around, looking for the source of the noise, or looking up in the sky, hearing the noise of a helicopter.
That's true. That is true, because things are much bigger and more dramatic. So there's normally like 6 fire engines and 4 cop cars and all the rest. Also, Brendan was on. First thing you do is go and have a look at the spire. Culchy all the way.
Oh my God, Michelle's. This is like gold because it's so relatable. Once you hit that Dublin motorway, stay in the middle lane. Like, you know, when you don't know where you're going, you're like, play it safe, play it safe.
Then you hit the Red Cow roundabout and you're screwed. Also, somebody.
Niall, the non-driver, when you hit that Red Cow.
Also, you, somebody who shall remain nameless, just admitted that they drove the wrong way down the canal one day.
I think that is easy done. Mm. I think that it's not clear. Like, I've ended up in many a bus lane in Dublin. Do you not find that when you're driving in Dublin, Killian? Sometimes you come down a street and you're like, oh, it's a bus lane now.
Yeah, like, why is there 6 lanes to turn right?
Yeah.
Like, why do I need this?
One more from Jill.
Morning, Beat. For me, it's awkwardly trying to hide the fact that I'm on Google Maps strolling around the city looking for my location. And then one time I didn't have the volume button turned down, and out loud, out of the phone speaker, turn left, blah, blah, blah. I was like mortified. Hello, Colchi.
Hello, Colchi.
This happened to me. The last time I was up in Dublin, I was going to meet our friend Emma in Dundrum, and I had to get the Lewis out, and I had to leave my hotel, which was literally on Bagot Street, right? You know Bagot Street. Mm. And I had to get to Stephen's Green to get the Lewis. And I was so bad that I put it into
Bagot Street to Stephen's Green.
It's a
like
straight,
that straight road.
Like, and I was in the
couple
map.
100 meters.
I was in the map and I could see, like, and I thought it was kind of veering me off to the left, and I was like, I'm pretty sure it's straight. I just didn't trust myself.
You could, from Bagot Street, you can see the Stephen's Green shopping centre. It
well,
goes from
only
there.
If you squint from where I. My hotel was further back.
Right side isn't great. Any other?
Get up! I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Okay, right. 16 after 8. Now, last night, big night in the Lions Kelleher.
Well, I don't want to big it up too much. It was just a dinner. It was a midweek dinner. I was trying to make a bit more of an effort to, like, you know, have the family over. And mum does so much for us. So I wanted to repay the favour. And I've made no secret of the fact I'm not a culinary genius. I'm not a great cook. But, like, I can throw together a meal. And, it, you know, like...
A slapdash.
And the great thing about my family is... you know, whatever I give them,
they're very supportive.
They are very.
You can put dog food on the table and they tell you it was lovely.
My dad is so like, that was amazing. That was brilliant.
Before we hear the reactions, the family reactions, because we're treating it very come down with me style this morning, do you want to tell us what you served up?
So just went for a traditional meal last night.
No starter.
No.
Minus
that's
one.
That's so judgy.
I just
no starter.
Okay. So for the main then,
so
you're slaving over fresh food all day, were you?
So, calm down. I did fish.
Yeah, what kind of fish? Was it lemon sole or, you know, a little...
Haddock
or something fried up.
It's battered cod.
Johnny Cole catch.
No, it was close to that. And some chips, gratin, and organic peas.
Organic peas. Okay.
Organic frozen peas?
Mm. Yeah.
And did you do a dessert?
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes? Did you hand make them? Ice them yourself?
I did. Thank you, Betty Crocker.
Your nose is getting bigger there. It lies. Right, let's get the reaction from the family as to show's Come Down With Me meal last night.
Top notch, absolutely gorgeous. Cod, chips, peas, and gratin potatoes.
Absolutely gorgeous. A lovely variety of food. Everything was fresh and tasty. I particularly liked the fish, which was freshly done in the batter, and the beautiful gratin potatoes. Well, I asked her where it was from. I was so taken aback by it, and she said Aldi, would you believe? So.
No, I had the fish, actually. But the ambience was beautiful, very relaxed. The food was lovely, with the gratin potatoes, the chips, and some people might say it's only a cod, but it was lovely to me anyway.
Phil, it is only a cod. I hate to break it to you. It's only a cod.
It was beautiful.
Nobody has mentioned the delicious dessert.
Oh, bless them. I told you.
To have such a supportive family.
They are so lovely and so loyal that even if you tried to get them to say something mean, I don't think they'd be able to do it. Like, and honestly, I could serve them anything. I'm very lucky. And I also married a man who I could serve anything to.
And I love the fact that they really highlighted the ambience, which is important.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't do any entertainment because we didn't have time last night. It was very kind of like midweek, you know, bed early. But what I did provide in the background was a compilation of Christmas music.
Oh,
so the entertainment. Do you know
what? Yeah.
If so I was on Come Down With Me, I'd give that a solid 4, maybe. No entertainment, no starter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no. Maybe a 5 from me. I tell you what, though, why don't we have a little.
You two are unbelievable. When was the last time you had anybody over for dinner?
Hey, I had you over for lunch yesterday.
Yeah, but you haven't had any. Like, you haven't toasted a meal. Like, I think this is hilarious.
Okay, well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have a little big breakfast come dine with me. Mm. 3 of us. We'll go head to head with each other in a mo. Welcome to Beat Breakfast Come Dine With Me. We've already heard show's menu and it was received very well by her family. We've got to meet our 4th contestants this week. It's always a real nervous time when it comes through the front door for the first time. So let's do this. Matthew, hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. We're good, darling. We're good. Now, I have to say, we asked and you delivered. You have utterly. Now, if it's half as good as how it reads, because my mouth is salivating, this is like, there's no, the lads may as well step out. I don't know. Do you have an unfair advantage? Like, you work in the food industry.
No, because all of this, the courses I've picked are what I have at home with other people that cook them.
Oh, okay. All right, let's start with you. You're doing a starter, fair play. Kudos for that. What is your starter, Matthew?
Yeah, so my father-in-law cooks this every Christmas for us on Christmas Day. So I'll be cooking black pudding and caramelized onion phyllo pastry tart.
That is I love when unreal. Black pudding is put in kind of unusual things. It's so tasty, you know.
I love ending with a pastry tart.
Matthew, that's not fair. We don't stand a chance against that.
Calm down. Okay, beautiful. Off to a great start.
Rude, Matthew, but anyway.
Main course.
So my wife cooks a mean coconut milk infused rice. With a paprika and honey marinated chicken thighs are unreal.
Oh, okay.
And then just vegetables coated in butter.
Corn on the cob, butter. What's your role in that main if your wife is doing it? I'd like to ask.
Well, it's what they cook, but I will cook it if I'm part of it.
Okay, you are.
I'd say that much.
No, but the thing is, he's boxing clever because he's like pulling on all resources to make sure that, like, maybe I should have done that last night. And finally, dessert. Now, you know, I thought starter main, you can't possibly top it in terms of quality and style and elegance and sophistication. What are you giving for dessert?
Well, I'm a big kid at heart, so jelly ice cream and sprinkles.
Show is so happy with that choice.
Like a kindred spirit. There's nobody that wouldn't be happy with that. And entertainment, Matthew, at your
entertainment. Yeah, so I have a 7-year-old daughter who likes to be the centre of attention whenever there's new people in the house.
Yeah.
And she's in a dance class and drama class. So she'll just be showing everybody everything that she's been learning. You probably won't get time to eat because she'll be too busy.
Mm. Entertaining.
Being in everyone's business, yeah.
Okay.
So.
I would expect you to join in the dancing, Matthew. It is you are hosting.
Maybe.
Look, I think it's going to be very hard to come back from this, but we do have to hand it over. So I'm going to hand it over to Niall. Matthew, you stay with.
Can we score, Matthew, very quickly?
Oh yeah, I'll give him a score. I'll give you 8.
I'm going to go for 8 as well. To be fair, it's a top notch meal.
Do you know what? It all sounds well, but I'm going to give you a 4 because like it's come down with me, not come down with me and the family. And there's little work going in there.
He's playing a dirty game, Matthew.
Matthew,
you're breaking the rules.
He's scoring people down.
The whole point of being a good host is you're coming into my home. So you meet the family.
Oh, in your face, Killian. That was a good comeback.
Okay, right, over to me. Here we go. And now, Matthew, you've scored as well, right? Are you ready? For a starter, you are getting crostini formaggio. It's cheese on toast, okay? It's cheese on toast. crostini formaggio, just think of that, right?
And what kind of bread are you using?
Brennan's.
And is there any herbs?
No.
Oh, God. Okay.
Sliced cheddar. For main course, pizza al Goodfellas.
You're going double carb.
Italian. It's Italian. Pizza al Goodfellas. Right?
You can have
your choice of pepperoni, ham and pineapple, or the plain old margarita. Right? And for dessert, I don't know if you've heard of this. It's called Screwball al Ripley. It's a raspberry ripple screwball. You know, the ice cream, and it has the chewing gum at the end.
You've made a slight comeback there with your screwball at the end.
She loves the screwball.
Matthew, what do you think of that?
Well, it's not Ryan's bread, so...
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Okay.
It's not Ryan's sliced pan.
It's a Wexford thing.
Go on. And double carbs.
Pizza out of a box.
Yeah, exactly.
You won't be hungry going home. And finally, for my entertainment, I will be providing a cat talent show where my cat, Jessica Fletcher, will do some very basic tricks for everybody.
Basic. Wow. You shouldn't have put that word in front of me.
It will be really basic. She ignores me most of the time.
Okay, Killian. Oh, sorry. We have to score, Niall. So I'm going to give you a solid and probably too high 5.
Oh, thank you. That's generous. Matthew.
Four.
Four. Harsh. I don't know what he's going to do. Killian, go on.
You don't know what? Middle of the road. A six.
Okay.
Is that middle of the road? A six, yes, Grant.
You gave him a six and you gave Matthew a four.
He's going out to the shop. He's buying that pizza and he's taking it out of the box. Matthew's getting his wife to make everything.
This is so strategic. You're trying to bring down Matthew's score. Do you see what he's doing here, Matthew?
Right over to you, Killian. Give us your...
Okay. Mine is... my starter is captivating garlic. It's just garlic mushrooms because obviously they have caps on the mushroom. See where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I do.
With
like
a bit
mushrooms.
Of garlic sauce as well. Mwah. Everyone loves a garlic mushroom.
Oh no! What a statement. What a mad statement to make on this show.
Can I move
Everyone
on?
Everyone does not love a garlic mushroom.
Okay, can I move on? Yeah, please. Yeah. Thank you, show. For my main course, I'm having Are You Strong Enough? It's just a beef stroganoff with some rice.
Okay, no, not a bad
Solid,
choice.
Yeah. And then for dessert, I am going pancakes with a bit of maple syrup. You know,
that's
everyone,
a bit basic, isn't it?
No.
It's not like a screwball Al Ripley.
No, you can put some caramelised red onions in them if you want. I'll rub them off Matthew, whatever. And then for entertainment, I'm pulling out the whole stops. For the first time since 2015, I'm going to come to you as Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay,
I'm
that is good.
Bring, get me backup dancers and I'll be, ho, ow!
He is very good at that. Like, I'd give him a 10 for the entertainment, to be fair. Although
grabbing.
Andy was on, he says you should have a wrestling event.
Oh, yeah. I kind of, you're lost me with the starter and the dessert, so I can't with like all honesty in my heart give you a high score. I'm going to give you what should I give Matthew, an 8? I'll give you a 6.
I'm going to give him a 7 because I think the main and the entertainment is very strong.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant.
He gets a 2 from me.
Oh man.
Punching back hard.
Like, Niall is the only one that is good at maths here. And
I wasn't.
I think I'm just going to call it. I think Matthew has overall won. Come down with me, beat breakfast style.
Yeah, well, I hope you enjoy your win, Matthew.
Yeah, come down with me and the family, Matthew. Yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Matthew.
You enjoy the money. You have the grace and decorum of a reversing
dump truck
without any tyres on.
Matthew, please don't listen to them. Do not let them bring you down. You've been given this title, Matthew. And you carry it on to your day. And Matthew, can I just say, like, for the record, please, you work in the industry. Not everyone likes battered, whatever, mushrooms or
garlic mushrooms.
Isn't that true?
Not everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not everyone.
That was a stupid thing. You lost it there.
Matthew, when are we coming round?
Well, whenever you want.
Okay, we can sort it.
All I have to say to you is, dear Lord, Matthew, what a sad
little life.
Oh, Matthew, I love you.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast. I'm
here for a production meeting, but I've just heard three words that make me very excited called Beat the Intro.
Yes.
I love it.
Literally, it's exactly what it says in the tin, Niall. I just like a little game in the morning.
Yeah, I know. He gets us
I'm
going.
Running out of ideas, so it's like, a classic one is
Don't
Beat the Intro.
That. Don't no, say I'm grand. Running out of ideas.
Basically, we have tried a lot of crazy stuff over the last few weeks.
I have got 5 song intros of some popular songs, some popular of its time. You may have forgotten about it. All you have to do is listen to the 3-4 seconds and tell me the name of the song and the artist.
You want song and artist?
A song and artist.
So will we do a point each? So it's 10 points in total.
Yes.
Is that fair enough?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
You know what's hilarious about this? Even if you played me 10 seconds, 20 seconds, I still wouldn't get this.
Really?
Like, I will be
I am better at it. I think I'm better now. I know I can see how short his clips are, but I think I'm better at intros than I will be at lyrics.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be the same.
Okay. I'd be bad at both.
Okay.
So we'll just go for it.
Okay.
I mean, Niall, like you do have an advantage here. Would you say that given that his official title is head of music?
Yeah, I kind of picked Niall's a bit harder.
Yeah, that's not fair now. I've got a waiting. I'm like a horse. Also bear in mind, I chop all the intros here. So we never hear them.
Okay.
Right, so you're going first. Yes. Round number one. Here is your first song. Listen carefully.
I know it, but I haven't a clue what it is.
You give me they're a homegrown artist.
No, not too many clues now. Okay. You said you made it hard for me. Oh yeah, I know.
Is it Hosier?
What song?
It's Hosier, that new one. No, it's Hosier. No, is it Picture This? No.
Oh.
It's Picture This.
It's Picture This, yeah.
Want something love. Something one. God.
No.
Something on
no.
my love. On my love?
No.
Get on my love.
Get on
no,
my
you've
love.
Got 1 point for that. It's
it was one drink. Yeah.
One drink. I don't have the reveal. I forgot about that. But anyway, it's a good tune.
Okay, so that's 1 point on the board. Song number two for show.
This is like I'm so sorry if you're listening this morning at 7:13 on a Tuesday. I'm ruining your day. Like I haven't a clue. What
no
that
clue
is.
With that one.
Ah, come number on, one give it to her
Ireland.
Again. One more time.
I don't think it's gonna help.
I just wanna know. Is it Bieber?
Yes, it's Justin Bieber.
Well done.
Not sorry.
No.
Bieber. Bieber. Give it to me again.
Oh my God, it's her time.
Rubbish at this. No, I don't know.
No, but you've got the artist twice. Well done.
Yeah, well
what
done.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? I just don't get that far. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's the whole thing with an intro.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, number three.
Number three.
Do you know it? Yeah?
I know it, yeah.
Do you ever have that moment when you were in school and you were called up to the top and you had to do something on the whiteboard and you didn't know what the answer was and the whole class was looking
staring
at you? That's how I feel right now.
If you're listening right now, you're screaming the name of the song at the radio.
It'll come up on throwbacks, that one, on occasion.
Yeah. Nah.
No.
Nope.
It's One Direction and One Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done. No it's points. Not your round, though.
No, it's not. I have no benefit to me here.
Right, number four.
The cook, she moves in her own way.
Well done. That's up to 4 points you are now. And fifth and final song for you. That's actually kind of hard. I know it, but I'd be struggling a bit.
That's
like
driving
that.
Me mad.
Let's have a listen
go
to it again.
90s rap.
I ain't getting that. Getting that. I probably love that song. Sure, I love throwbacks.
It's the Notorious B.I.G. with Hypnotize.
That was a curve ball that you did not need to throw. Last when I was on my knees, when I was in front of the class, and I was right back to third class.
Yeah, and you're doing on her knees.
Sister Siobhan there.
Siobhan on your knees in front of her.
This is flashbacks. I think I was called up in third class. Sister Siobhan, what is the answer, Shona? And I don't know the answer.
And she said, and Sister Siobhan said it's
Notorious
B.I.G. Hypnotize. 4 points. After seven, Niall Sean Killian with you. Beat the intro this morning. Show has taken part in round one. She got 4 points out of a possible 10. It's now my turn to go. Killian has said mine are harder. We shall see.
Looking at them now, maybe not. Maybe a bit easier. I don't know. You're good, Niall. You're good. But anyway, hit number one.
Oh, he knows this.
It's Drop It Like It's Hot, Snoop Dogg.
There we go.
Well
correct.
Done.
A 2 points out of a possible two.
There's no fun in it if you get all of them right.
Right, number two.
This is like the music quizzes I used to go to and everyone would boo me when I'd win all the rounds.
Yeah.
Okay, song number two. Lewis Capaldi, Someone You Loved.
Well done.
There we go, two. Would you have got
boring. No, this is boring.
She's second. Song number three. Can we go for 10 out of 10 this morning?
I know that.
It's Kaya's Chiefs Ruby.
Yeah, well done.
So dull.
Honestly,
if you're listening, there's no jeopardy here. There's no jeopardy.
No, everyone likes seeing beautiful goals scored. That's
this
what
this one
is.
Might stump you.
Okay.
Oh, I hope it does, please, for the love of God.
Here's song number four.
It's like my aunt's steel band and I beat them.
I think I saw them in a parade last year. Now, you're right.
That's hard.
This goes into something then completely different.
Oh, it's like a throwing you off the scent kind of.
I want to one more time. I don't think I'm going to get it. But it'll annoy me because I do know it. It's like Shakira or something like
or
that.
Or is it like a dance song? No.
Okay, actually, one more time.
No, that's like now you're just that's illegal what you're doing.
No, I'm going to pass on that one, I'm afraid.
You were on the right track with Shakira.
Yeah.
If you were thinking World Cup, that is Kane and waving
flag. Waving
flag. Like,
that's why Shakira was the same World Cup. That's why it came into my head.
I'm going to use that on Cheese or No Cheese, actually. That's a good shout.
Great, I'll beat you.
Great, right. Number five. So you've got six.
Six out of ten, right? Let's see if
you
get
on
with the
last.
Did you like that? Did you like me getting that one wrong? Did that make it better for you?
Did that do something to your show?
Nah, I wouldn't say so. There's still no jeopardy here. You've already won. Go on, give us the last one.
Miss Independence, Neo.
Well done. That is correct.
Hope you all enjoyed that. It wasn't much to play along with. You just listen to him, give them all right. Yeah. Well done. Well done, Niall. Head of station sound.
Let's play that every week.
Me back in third class.
You will. I'll make them harder.
You go spend some time with Sister Siobhan and do some learning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Wake up. Do it.
Wake up.
When I wake up in the morning.
Wake up.
show on Beat Breakfast.
Can I just
yeah, no, I just want to say before you do it, both my boys are stepping up to the plate massively this
week. That's because you're a sadomasochist.
I am not. I'm the least type of, like, there's nothing about me that's like that. This is just how the cookie has crumbled.
Dominatrix.
Anyway, I don't have that in me, but I'm slightly enjoying this role this week. So far, Killian has had a labour simulator on him, and now you want to be Paul Mescal.
Yeah, yeah. I am Paul Mescal. He's not the only one doing hot ones today. I am Paul Mescal. Hey, Marianne, I'm really sad.
Oh, I love your shorts and your chain, Connell.
Okay. I thought you said a teaspoon, lads. That's a tablespoon.
Well, I won't. Go on, will you? He had, like, I cranked him up to 30 and I boosted him. You've got to do it, right? So, again, just to remind you, we got pizza in the canteen in work last week and it was Frank's hot sauce and he said, give me a bit of that.
Okay.
And he put, like...
That's enough.
Well, that would be like a teaspoon.
Okay.
Anyway, he had like a pea-sized amount of a hot sauce last week. So this is the hottest sauce that we could get our hands on this morning. I'm going to feed you.
Oh, this is sexy.
This is disgusting.
I wouldn't say this is sexy. Yeah, you want it, don't you? Oh, don't take your tongue out.
Come on.
Okay.
Okay, it's in the hatch.
Oh, God. I will say that Killian and I took a little bit of it.
Straight into doing a radio show.
Okay, I've got to tell you about a story, and it's how you know that you're dating a narcissist. And there's five signs, okay? Number one is not crying at Disney scenes, like when Bambi dies.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll get there. I don't think it's kicked in yet. Oh. Number two, they're an attention grabber. They don't like sharing the spotlight and they always want to be the centre of attention. My eyes are watering quite a bit.
Oh my God, you poor thing.
You're number three. You're always the bad one. Can I have a little bit of my cordial?
Is he allowed?
Yeah, another spoon of hot sauce,
no.
Then you can do it.
No,
oh, you have to have another spoon. You have to have another spoon.
Okay.
This is torture.
You're always the bad one. One of the major red flags is that you're... I can't even read because of my eyes watering, lads.
Oh, you poor pet. Okay.
That's a lot.
Killian is the one that's torturing you. Oh, jeez. Oh, no, this is mean. Are you okay? Oh, Jesus.
Number four, they always eat the last slice of cake. They put
the Oh, no. Are you okay? Oh, no, yeah. Stop.
They
no.
put their needs before anyone else.
Oh.
And number five, nothing is ever their fault.
Oh my God, you poor thing.
Hot food does not really suit me. I'm going to have some cordial.
Oh my God. His eyes are literally like steaming.
Hey, try give birth. That's what I did yesterday.
Honestly, fair play. That, like, because I know how your threshold for
hot crying. Oh.
I know, that's what I mean. We're after making him cry. I've never seen Niall cry. Nah. Oh, babe. Take my hand. Hold my hand, you poor pet. Honestly, I feel really bad now.
I might take a song while I drink a little more cordial.
Wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
We're waking up to the news that we have a new sexiest man alive.
Oh, Barry.
It announced on the Stephen Colbert show last night in America, and it's been revealed that John Krasinski, age 45, is dethroned the 2023 winner, Patrick Dempsey, and he now is the sexiest man alive.
I said
45.
This, yeah, and I said this earlier. I do think, like, it's quite interesting, isn't it? Like, you mentioned Paul Mescal or like Barry Keoghan or all those kind of, like,
Timothée Chalamet, Harry Styles,
yeah, and like none of them come. Like, this is really like a measure of.
They don't go over pretty boys.
No, but these are men.
Men who have lived a life.
Yeah.
But Krasinski has said that he thought he was being punked when he was told the news, but he got great joy in telling his wife, the beautiful Emily Blunt, that he was the sexiest man alive. And he says there was a lot of joy involved in telling her.
Funny is sexy, you see, and he's funny. Do you know what I mean? Like, sexy is funny, lads.
Like, honestly, if he was there in Sky on the Ground on a Saturday night, would you be like, oh. Would you be like, oh, Tom's at home?
would I go up to John Krasinski in the sky and the ground? Yeah, probably would.
Yeah, I know you would. You went up to the Vella in a flat t-shirt last week in a cafe.
I'd say I would, yeah. But yeah. I wouldn't be like,
Well, there's been a very mixed response to this online by people, I have to say. John Krasinski, sexiest man alive. I must be missing something. I'm so disappointed. It's not even funny. I stayed up till midnight for this. Not Ryan Gosling, another person said.
I do like a bit of Ryan.
So, I don't know.
Okay, so what I've done this morning, and this is not like sexy, as I said, like sexy can be funny, sexy can be kind, sexy can be like, sexy just is not based on like how you look, right?
Yeah, so well, we don't care about any of that. It's all about how you look.
No, this
right,
is...
Niall?
No, this, no, I've done a list.
Other sexy qualities, yeah. Apart from, as well as my stunning look.
Yeah, obviously you're both stunning, right? Gorgeous, beautiful guys. Mm. But I've done a list of your sexy characteristics, okay? Oh. So Niall, I'll start with
you. Every guy wants to hear.
This is why Niall should be the sexiest man alive.
Okay.
You care about the environment. You store empty toilet rolls in your bathroom, currently at 14.
For reuse, yeah.
You wash my cup in work.
I do.
And tell the
Is that sexy? Somebody who does your delf.
And sometimes you don't even ask me to do my delf. Sometimes Niall likes to be seen doing it. So people, like, there's a particular person and they go on, tell them.
I like to get the glory out of it, you know. I'm like, oh, here I am washing that young damsel in distress's mug. And some of the, let's say, older women upstairs go, aren't you so good? And I go, yeah, I know.
Get a life.
Get a life.
You walk in your own lane. Skinny jeans forever.
Yeah.
You laugh at my jokes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're laughing at me, sometimes you're laughing with me. You. And finally, you have a title, a plaque on your door.
Exactly. Oh,
you're official, and that is sexy, everybody.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Congratulations.
I feel great.
Okay, Killian, this is the characteristics as to why you are the sexiest man alive. You buy me coffee, chocolate, and painkillers.
Nice.
All important.
Yes.
You love your mom and her brown bread.
I do love my mom.
Yeah. You laugh at your own jokes.
They're all quite funny.
Go on.
They
I know
really
a horse.
Are. Oh, yeah, I know a horse called a Mayo because mayonnaise.
Oh. I know, I told him that. And he's gone around the entire
That's the
building.
Fifth time I've heard it this week, and he's still laughing so hard at it.
It's so good.
Number four on the list, you give good hugs.
I give the best
hugs.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, I do.
And number five, you have a massive station wagon car.
Yeah. It'd be good if you could make use of it, but there's always speakers and poles in the back, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You are officially the Beat Breakfast to sexiest men in the world.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It's great to win one of the places out of the two that are available. Yeah.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Calm down on the WhatsApps there with your fire emojis. Just calm down because it's too much. The love and support is overwhelming. Not one.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
If anyone has a spare hot water bottle they want to drop in this morning, look. All gifts gratefully received, like children in need.
Not one message of love and support. When I mess up on Beat the Bomb, geez, you'd be happy.
Yeah, bah, bah, bah,
right, are we ready for another one of my wacky games?
A new game.
A new game that I may or may not have stolen off the internet, off TikTok. But anyway, I'm going to claim it as my own. So this is word association. So how are you at words? How are you articulating one?
What are you doing with your paper and pen?
I just feel like any kind of quiz or test, I need a pen and paper in front of me just to be ready. I'm quite good with words, but I suppose my brain would think differently to other people. So
exactly.
You know?
So I'm going to call this one wavelength.
Wavelength. Ooh. Ooh, that's really cool.
See, if you're on the same wave. And you know why? Because we are a radio station. We work with audio.
Waves.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take a bow.
That is not a funny joke. But anyway.
Full link there. Anyway, yeah, wavelength. Yeah, you're on the wavelength, everyone.
Yeah.
So how this works is I'm going to give you a word, okay? So one of you is going to have to exit the room.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a word, and you just kind of say whatever pops into your head
associated
with that word.
With that.
Okay. So, for example, if I said, Niall, big, what would you say, like, off the top of your head?
Big bird.
Okay. So if, say, Show was out of the room, Show would come back in, and I'd say, big, and what would you say?
Mac.
Big Mac. Big Mac. Good one.
That's but you're not on the same wavelength. So the aim of the game is to get the same word when you do it.
I'm not sure we're ever on the same wavelength.
He only said big bird because when I wear my yellow hoodie, that's what he thinks of.
That's what I call it.
Right, you're ready. So who's getting out of the room? I need someone out of the room right now.
Okay. Just stand out in the hall where you can't hear us and we'll wave you when it's time to come back in. She's out. Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, I've turned you off, not her off.
Yep. Right, are you ready, Niall?
Okay, hit me with what you got for me this morning.
Okay, so when I say... Okay. If I say massive... First thing that happens to your head is Niall.
The first thing.
Two of us in a room together without Joe. This is... Say whatever you think.
I said Mickey. Massive Mickey. Look, you pushed me on it. You said the first thing.
Okay. Next one. Hand.
Oh, God. No.
Stop. You're like, what?
Shake. Shake. Handshake.
Okay. Blue.
Monday.
Okay. Glass.
House.
Oh. Phone.
Watch. Phone watch.
That's the
first thing
that
went into my head.
And last one, I got to do six. Team.
Work.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, interesting. We can get show. Come on back in, love. Come on back in.
Oh, God, I might have got myself
happened?
In trouble.
What happened? Because you turned your back and started laughing.
Oh, I might have got myself in a lot of trouble here this morning.
Oh, what did you say?
I can't tell you until afterwards. So you're going to play the same round, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to see how much Yaren think, how much wavelength is between the two of you.
Okay.
Will show get them all correct and the same, or will it be disaster?
I'm sensing disaster. Okay. More after Artemis. Beat 102, 103. Welcome back, show.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, are you all set for this wavelength game?
I mean, I don't know what happened when I left, but you...
You just saw crazy stuff going on through the window.
Well, you just looked like a mix of kind of embarrassed and excited, all rolled
into one. I don't know
what you did to him, Killian, but...
So what I'm going to do with you now, show, is I'm going to give you the same six words. Whatever pops into your head first off the back of those words, just say out loud as quickly as you can. And then we'll review and see if you are on the same wavelength.
This is dangerous for me, though. The first word that pops into my head. Okay, go for it.
Okay. Massive.
Come on.
First word.
Massive tool.
Okay. Okay. Next one. Hand.
Ah, lads. Hand.
First thing.
Hand wave.
I just gave her a hand wave as I walked by there, yeah. So Mary gave her a hand wave.
Obviously, I didn't say the first word that came into my head because I value myself.
Okay, blue.
Blue. Bluey. Bluey.
That's not, no.
Blue, bluey.
E is not a word.
Blue. Blue moon.
Okay, good one.
Okay. Glass.
Glass. Half full.
Is that one word? Is that allowed? I don't know what's going on.
Half full has a hyphen though. Would you not accept that? Like,
okay.
I do talk about glass being half full a lot. Fill your cup until your cup run is over.
Next word. Phone.
Phone. Phone. Phone. Home.
I knew you were going to go with that. E.T. Phone. Home.
Okay, and the last one. Team.
Team. Team. Team.
Come on.
And is there anything going on in there? It's just birds singing.
You know,
you
know that thing from The Simpsons
the
movie?
Monkey.
Yeah, the monkey Homer and the monkey playing the cymbals. That's what's going on in your head right now.
We were in the office yesterday and I said something to everybody, like there's six people in the office and not one person responded. And then Killian just brought up a video of a tumbleweed.
Right, four or a team?
Player.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
There is sad news here.
Yeah, there's sad news.
There wasn't a single
match. Yeah, it wasn't a single wavelength match. Wasn't a single one.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Okay. For number one, I said massive. Niall said.
What did you say?
Mickey.
No, it's a massive Mickey.
He did not.
He pushed me. He said first thing, and I couldn't think
you
of anything
not.
Else. It wasn't. That's not much different from Tool.
Yeah, massive Tool, that's massive Mickey. Said. So kind of the same wavelength.
I was talking about a workman's tool.
And I was talking about the character, Mickey Mouse. He's really big in your Disney.
Massive Mickey.
You don't have to keep saying it.
Okay.
So I said hand. Niall said
shake.
Good. I said wave. A hand
wave. Hand wave. There you go.
Good. I said blue. Niall said
Monday.
Blue Monday.
We both
you said
went
blue,
for
bluey, and then you had to follow
moon.
It up with.
I said moon. Moon. Yeah.
Blue moon. I said glass. Niall said
glass house.
That would have been better.
Than glass half hyphen full.
Yeah. I think there's a hyphen in it, so that's acceptable as one word. I'd stand by that. What's the next one?
Niall said phone, or I said phone, and Niall said, interestingly enough, what did you say?
That's the first thing that came into my head. Watch. Like phone watch. How come phone watch? Phone watch. Phone
does
watch.
Anyone have that? Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Isn't that like when a robber's coming, they're like, oh, we're going to ring the phone watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get on the case. Phone. It's probably still going strong. Anyway,
it is, yeah.
Replace
it
him. Yeah. Yeah.
Houses, yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you say?
I said,
home, phone home.
E.T. phone home. Do you know? Yeah, we would be useless on what's that? Family fortunes. Like we wouldn't. Is
it's
that
not a word association? That's what the most popular thing that people think of. I'd be really good at that.
I'd be useless.
You'd be good at it.
You'd be terrible.
Okay, and then the last one
was team. Niall said
teamwork.
Player.
Yeah, I mean they were close. They were into the same family.
They were
teamwork,
close,
team player.
Just not on the same wavelength.
I'd say if we play between now and Christmas, we couldn't get one match.
Do you know what? We were kind of on the same wavelength on a couple of them.
Yes, it was massive Mickey, just, massive Tool, kind of the same thing.
No. I did not mean anything. Like mine meant Tool.
You said it with a smirk on your face. You knew well what you were.
And the only thing where I know that phrase is from Father Ted, where they're talking about Pat Mustard.
Yeah.
I'd like to put his massive tool in my box.
I was talking about a tool like a hammer or some kind of tool.
Why
that
is it so big?
Because you need massive ones to like do big jobs on extensions and stuff, house extensions, like massive tools. Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. Can we get any better at that game? In the meantime, 19 after 7, this is Train.
I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103.
You with a headline that has, I suppose, shocked certain people this morning. Brits are cooking potato waffles wrong as Birdseye confirms correct method, okay? Now, this is not just Brits. I have a question to ask you. I'd say for about 4 or 5 years, I have been cooking. Can we call it cooking? I've been cooking waffles
Cordon Bleu.
In a certain way, and that way is in the toaster.
Toaster?
Yeah, I have been cooking my waffles in the toaster.
Can you toast waffles?
2 pops and you're done. Okay, so where do you stand on waffles, Killian? How do you cook your waffles?
I've never heard anybody cooking them in a toaster nor seen anybody do it in a toaster. I just throw them in the oven or the air fryer.
Okay.
I would normally grill my waffles.
Interesting, okay.
They're a frozen food item. I'm not sure about putting them in the toaster. I'm not sure they'd thaw properly in the toaster.
No, they do with 2 pops.
What do you mean 2 pops?
Two, like as in put it on, pop, put it on, pop. Ready.
Okay,
ready.
That's your method of measurement in cooking. How many pops?
Cooking with show, 2 pops waffles. Can we just get a little kind of read of the Southeast this morning?
Brent,
if you cook them in the toaster, can you just WhatsApp toast to 085-102-913?
How many pops? We need to know how many pops.
This is now so popular, the company have disclosed that the technique that people have actually been using for years has now officially been recognised. So they spent 103 hours using 3,000 waffles to test whether or not you can successfully toast waffles. And it proves that you can.
Okay.
And so now what Birdseye have done is they have added this to their cooking instructions on the packaging. So you know you get your packet of waffles.
Yeah.
From the
you
shop.
Have the, how and you to can, oven cook, yeah. How to grill, how to air fry. And now you're saying
they've added toasting. I don't even think they have air fry on it. I think they have cooking, toasting and, cooking, grilling and toasting. And so what people have been doing for years, like me, ahead of the game, like knows what the people want, knows what to do. Like now Birdseye have caught up, basically.
This is wild because our WhatsApp is exploding.
It's exploded.
And I have never, honest to God, I've never heard of toasting a waffle. Never. Ever, 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 ever.
Okay.
I'm Sho. I host Beat Breakfast and I put my waffles in the toaster and what is it? 2 pops.
Okay, well now that's the only issue of contention on WhatsApp at the moment. We do have a number of 3 poppers.
Oh,
quite a few.
I suspect it depends on the strength of your toaster.
Okay. Are you suggesting that yours... Oh, yours must be strong then if you only need 2.
I just... like my toaster is quite new and I went for like a kind of... Yeah.
So you only need 2 poppers.
I think if... I think if it was an older toaster, maybe it required.
Can I give you just a flavour of the reaction coming in? Katie was on toaster, but three pops so that they're crispy. I've done eggs in the kettle too. You should be arrested.
Katie, there was no need for that. We were on a level here. You know, there was no need to go there.
Joe and Carlo says toast, but I have to press the little frost button too. Does your toaster have a frost button?
Joe, I have to do that sometimes as well. Yeah. Mm. Now it depends. Yeah, how cold they are when you're taking them out.
Can I buy some across the road and then have them in work?
Yeah, although does it leave like crumbs?
No. Do you know what? They're a lot less crummy than bread. That's the other beauty about a bird's eye potato waffle.
Okay.
Two pops.
Darren says, I'm with you, show toast. And as you said, it's on the back of the box. My son loves them. Also, Jackie in Wexford's, yes, toast a waffle. Perfect. In, out, bing, bang, and done.
Oh, beautiful. Can I say, regulars to this show, you will know what I'm about to say. And this is for the, this is fairly off the scale. This is what we call a VPS, a very popular segment.
Derek says, every parent knows two pops in the toaster. Quickest way to get waffles for an impatient toddler. And one more we'll read. Katie was on from Waterford. A toast and two pops on the longest time in the toaster. Go on, show. It must be a Wexford thing.
Gillian is so disgusted by the response to the two pops of waffles.
I just can't believe it. I can't believe what... animals we have out there in the southeast. You know, cook them. It needs time to mature.
I'll leave you one final thought, and this really plays into your toasty bags excitement.
Oh, maybe I'm just in love with my toaster.
Lindsay says, toasted waffles are unreal, and show, if you put some grated cheese in the middle of two of them, it then melts into a waffly, cheesy toast creation. Give it a go.
Do I put it in the toaster bag? Oh, that sounds...
Get up! I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103.
Tackle the difficult issues here on Beat Breakfast, as you know. And this report came in last night, and I think it's very relatable for a lot of people. It seems that a survey has revealed the shocking length some employees will go to so their co-workers never catch them in the bathroom. And the poll of over 1,000 employees found that 1 in 5 people say they absolutely refuse to poop at work. And they prefer to hold it all day and go at home. And it hits younger workers the hardest, with the Gen Z workers saying absolutely no way. Any reaction to this?
No, I avoid at all costs. It's too embarrassing. It's too risky. If I, on the rare occasion, I will go handbag in tow, I'll have perfume and I will be ready to spritz that baby, and I won't come out until I feel like it. But then I always think, oh God, I'll get caught because I have a signature scent.
You do have a signature scent.
and
we're not talking about the perfume.
Whoa. Oh, I walked into that one.
Killian, any strong feelings on this? I mean, you only live across the road, so you don't have to if you didn't need
it. It depends. In my old workplace, I used to always do it because it was a nice little half an hour of company time that I'm like, you're paying me to poo right now, which is kind of nice.
Oh,
but
gross.
Like in here, it's kind of hard to do it during a radio show, but so if I really have to, but there's nothing like holding it in and then going home and having that half an hour time scrolling on your phone while you're doing the business. Just catching up on TikTok, seeing what you missed that you weren't looking at.
Your reaction is enough there. Thanks. Okay, I've got a couple of quick other bits from this report. Firstly, the most common strategies for doing it comfortably at work if you have to poop, right? And you've touched on some of them here, show. Number one, go during less busy times. Number two, use air fresheners or air sprays. Use a restroom on another floor, so it's not really your colleagues, you know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't. Like I have dabbled in that. I have
and
to
flush the toilet to mask the sounds as well, if it's a loud one.
Well, look, I've said it before. You do. You kind of ground it with extra toilet paper. Yeah, if you have it.
Check from show.
It is. Yeah, because sometimes I find it in a shopping centre, and then you hear someone in the stall next to you, and I'm like, oh, this is awkward. We're both doing the same thing, but I don't want you to hear me doing the same thing.
I can't. I'm too. I get like shy.
No, one time I was in City Square, and I had to, and I was like,
in a cubicle and like there's gaps underneath, so you can hear what they're at.
Oh, I'd never do it in a cubicle.
Wouldn't you?
I'd have to be like in a bad way. Just the thought of like you being around, like people being
in sync.
Or there's nothing worse actually than you're in a cubicle and then next door you can hear them and you're like, God, like am I going to be washing my hands beside them? I know it's natural and we all do it.
Do you want to hear the worst? Just one last stat from the survey, which is the worst.
Do I?
Over 60% of workers have spotted a colleague's underflushed poop.
It happens all the time in
bad
here.
Bad plumbing in here. We've bad plumbing.
I know, but you don't want to know who
skids
like.
Always.
Thank you and good night.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Moment over, where to put a cup of tea?
I'm just getting liquids out of the way.
I don't,
we don't know what way he's going to move.
So, after the comments yesterday, it was thought it would be a little bit of education on the show this morning about, look, just some of the difficulty to be a pregnant woman nowadays, and that's why we've got this little machine. Show is in full control of the machine, and that's what's terrifying Killian even more. So we hope this will work okay, but... Ooh. Who knows?
So apparently this is to basically simulate the feeling that you would have were you to go through labour, okay? And I'll tell you, lads, it's not nice. It's pretty sore, okay?
So we'll see.
Yeah. Oh, Killian.
You've never got a shot to the Lee Roadie, that's all I'm saying.
Wow. Okay, still coming for me. Are we ready? I'm turning her on, okay? This is it. And we're on. Can you feel anything?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
So I'm just going to go up one level.
Mm-hmm. A bit like it's like it's something's rubbing me.
Oh well, we'll crank her up then because I want more than rubbing.
Oh, nothing yet. Go on, crank her up. Oh,
what are you feeling?
I'm feeling like oh.
Okay. So what are you feeling now?
It's like vibrations.
Okay.
Oh, that's not nice.
Okay. All right. So I think I can go up again. Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Okay. It's not nice, is it? Not, Pat. Not nice. No.
No. It's
not nice.
Discomfort.
Discomfort. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
We can still go.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. It's getting worse, is it? That's what happens, actually. Just, it's funny.
Oh,
it's
I'm sweating.
Yeah. It's a funny thing.
What
nice.
Does it feel like? Describe it.
Bitch. Oh, sorry. Oh. So, oh, that's not nice.
No, it's. I can tell you, it's not. It's
what
not.
What level is that on?
Seven.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a tough one, and it's actually like it's the funny thing about labour is it can go on. So
mine, the language.
Mine sorry, went on sorry, for 24 hours. I was in labour for now. Not that kind of pain. Like the pain that I'm giving you now is what kind of happened at the end. Actually, I feel really bad now.
No, don't.
I do.
Don't.
What's that at there?
That's at nine.
Oh. This is not nice.
Oh, he's taking his glasses off. Do you know what would help here? Babe, come here. Just give me your hand, okay? Because this is what I think.
Oh, no, I can't.
No, go on. Just take my hand and just squeeze it.
What number are you on?
We're on 11. Oh, jeez, the sweat coming out of him is something rotten. You poor darling. I know exactly what it feels like. We're at 12 now. Oh, you poor pet. I'll just go up one more. It's an awful... It's awful. It's really tough. And it just... Do you know what?
The nuggets.
There we go.
Can I not curse you?
No, you've already called me an expletive there.
Yeah,
so
I apologise about that.
Hit the dump button.
We're at 14 now. So I just... I actually...
Lads, this is not nice.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be great. It wouldn't be great. I would agree with you there.
Oh, are you...
Yeah, we're at 15 and I haven't even hit the boost button. So we're not even close to what it would be like if you were in...
It's like someone's kicking me in the stomach.
Yeah, it would be. It's not even close to what it would be in terms of the full throes of labour. But do you have a greater understanding now, Killian, of, I suppose, what we go through in terms of...
She can still puke in the sink. That's all I'm saying.
Really? You would still stand by that?
Oh, it's a boost time, I think, show. I think it's a boost.
Niall.
You're going straight up there and it's keeping on going. Is there anything that you want to say?
It's just more intensified. Oh.
It's intensified. Yeah, it is. Do you know what? 20 is as high as I'm willing to go because I can't.
No,
I
go on more.
The sweat.
One more. I can take it.
Oh my God.
This is a piece of cake. Oh no, really.
I don't know whether I like it or I feel like I'm torturing you. Darling, I actually think I'm going to stop it there. I think fair play to you. You still maintain that she should puke in the basin. Oh wow, okay. Well, I'll just
turn it off, please.
Go up one more.
Stop.
We've gone to the max. That is 30.
We are at the max.
Please.
Well, do you know what? I will say this to you. Fair play, darling, for giving it a go. We'll just hit the boost button and see what happens.
Yeah, one go.
You're amazing. You're amazing. But so am I and all the other Congratulations. Shake my hand.
No. Get away from me.
Okay. Some people are wondering, yes, there will be video later today. We're just going to lay him down for a little while now.
Turn it off.
off.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. You know what? I honestly think fair play. I don't think everybody would do that. So I think fair play to you. Well, you can well lie done. Down in the corner. You probably need to use the loo, do you?
Pants.
Yeah, yeah. What am I saying?
I woke up this morning.
Beat breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Come on, get riled up.
Versus
Snickers.
Oh, she's raring to go this morning.
See, my problem is I was never into competitive sports, so I have to really dig deep to find that kind of inner fighter in me this morning. And you found a man that wants to take me on. Come on, who is he?
Alan, repping the lads this morning.
Woo!
How are you?
Alan. Woo, woo.
Come on, Alan. I said.
Come on, I said.
Like that fight and talk, Alan.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy Alan. For the lads.
Yeah. Put her in her
Come
place
on, the
this
lads.
Morning.
Come on,
yeah.
Lads.
Thank you.
Girls. I'll try my best.
Where are you this morning? What are you up to?
I'm in County Waterford in Mount Neil doing a bit of construction work.
Have you got Snickers on you? Have you Snickers on you?
I do have the Snickers on me and all, lad.
Stop.
Okay. You're in for it now, show. You're in for it now.
I'm crumbling. Okay, I'm going to get into the zone, Alan, and I'm going to take you on. You, Alan, in Waterford, in your Snickers pants. You're going down.
You're not convincing.
It doesn't suit me.
You're not convincing. Alan, are you on your own or have you got help there from the lads?
I'm with my brother and work down there at the moment in the van.
Yeah, Rose. He's going down as well. What's his name?
Rose before hose.
His name is Shane. His name is Shane.
Shane, you're going down.
He doesn't think so.
Okay, who wants to go first this morning?
Let's show go first. Go on.
Let's show go
first. She's so confident. She's so confident.
Alan, before I start, as a matter of interest, what kind of trade are you in? Are you a carpenter? Are you a builder? Or what's your story?
I'm in the insulation trade.
Okay,
insulation.
That's my favourite type of trade.
I don't have an insulation question. You're all right. Okay, question number one for a show. In terms of trades, you're thinking of trades. A biscuit joiner combines two pieces of what together? A biscuit joiner. Clue, it's not a biscuit.
Pity, because I was thinking of joining a bourbon with like a hop and
That'd be nice.
What a lovely mesh that would be.
Okay, a biscuit joiner.
Biscuit joiner.
Two things together, what would it be? What thing?
I'm going to go for, Alan, do you know the answer? Don't tell me, but.
Yeah, I do, yeah. I think
it's like two rods. Like you're taking two rods together and you're like making.
Iron rods.
Yeah,
metal
like
rods.
Two iron rods.
Oh, Jesus, so come on.
It's wood, two pieces of wood together, a biscuit joiner.
Yeah, timber, yeah.
Yeah, timber.
Timber.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of timber and then rod came through stronger. So I
always rodding the mind, Alan.
That's it, lad.
So no points there, show.
Okay, Alan, this is over to you and Shane if he's any use, but I doubt it.
That's cheeky now. That's cheeky.
Complete this well-known Westlife lyric. I'm going to try and sing it because it'll be easier to.
Okay.
It's the little things that only I know. Those are the things that make you mine.
What comes next?
Because I love you or something. I have no idea.
Not a Westlife fan.
And it's like
flying without wings.
No.
Okay, zero to no points there, I'm
Give
afraid.
Give him an X. Give him like a... thanks. I told you, Alan.
Question number two for show. I know the one thing that you are passionate about is car maintenance. You are really good at the maintenance of cars, aren't you?
I've driven 15 different cars this year. I can take this question.
So... the question is this: how often should you rotate your tyres in order to extend their life? And I'm talking number of miles here. Just I'm looking for a ballpark. How often should you rotate your tyres in order to extend their life? And rotating tyres is important because all four tyres roll differently and they wear unevenly.
What is rotating? Like, what is that?
It's not like warming the tyres, like in Formula 1.
I don't know what that means. Like, I
rotating
think
the tyres.
Like, what? No, you can't just do that with your hands and then assume that I know what that means.
Alan, do you know what rotating the tyres is?
Yeah, I understand you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's that simple, Joe. So why don't you get it?
You don't get it either.
So I'm looking for
easy.
Yeah, I'm looking for a rough number
I'm
of miles.
Say, oh, miles.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many miles should you?
How many miles to a kilometre now? I'm normally deemed in kilometres. I'll say I'll go 10,000 miles. Am I close?
It was 5,000.
I went too far, but my tyres. Unlucky.
Thanks, Alan. Keep going.
Okay, Alan, it's fairly level, do you know what I mean? You'd want to come back here. Okay, Fanny Schmeller is a well-known German sports star. But what is Fanny famous for? Is she famous for skiing, skating, or bowling?
I'm going to go with skiing.
It's the right answer.
Go on, Fanny Schmeller!
Go on, I say.
Go on, Alan, go on, Fanny.
Do you know Fanny?
I do, yeah, she's a good woman, yeah.
Okay, question number three, final question for show. And again, it's sport and it's a star. So similarly, you've got to identify the sport for you, right? So today I'm dealing with Misty Hyman, right? Misty Hyman is a famous sports star in which? Is it hockey, swimming or gymnastics? What would Misty Hyman be good at?
Misty Hyman is hockey, swimming or
gymnastics.
I'm going to say gymnastics.
Misty Hyman was an American swimmer. She competed in the 2000 Summer Olympics and took gold in the 200 metre butterfly. Misty Hyman. Are you alright, Killian?
Alan Schmeller and Misty Hyman. Classic.
I've no fight left in me, Alan. I've no fight.
No, you're gone.
Give him his last question anyway.
I have PMS, Alan, but what is it and what are the symptoms of it?
PMS. Is it periods?
It is.
Yeah, I'll kind of give you that.
And symptoms?
What are the symptoms? Give me one symptom of PMS.
Pains. Period pains. Cramp pains.
Cramps.
Tender breasts. Pains in the stomach. Cravings. Do you know what? You gave me the. I'll give it to you, Alan. Alan.
Lovely one.
I went. Do you know what, Alan? I don't have it in me. The lads were trying to rile me up and get me kind of in the zone and stuff, and I just don't have it. And I give it to you, Alan. You are.
Yeah, you're not yourself this morning, so no.
No, I didn't have anything in me, Alan. Okay.
It's been a long week. 2-0, Alan. You won. You've done it for the lads. Lovely. You're a champion.
Congratulations, son. You are the official winner this week.
Snickers versus Knickers. We got a six month Now Entertainment membership for you, Alan. I hope you and the bro have a great weekend, alright?
Lovely one. Thanks for
being here. Bye
bye. Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.